As much as we would like to think that if we do everything in modules 1 through 5, that we will have productive students who come back to lessons prepared every week, it's unfortunately not true. It's common to address problems in lessons and for the student to come back week after week with the same problem. It's best to nip this in the bud and get down to the bottom of why a student is not getting the desired results. The 4 damage control steps that we will cover in this module will help you do just that. As you have probably noticed, this module is smaller than the rest, but that does not make it any less important. It is common to get to a stuck place with even the best students. This does not mean that you haven't been doing your job as a teacher, nor does it mean that your student has gotten lazy. Sometimes we just hit brick walls in our studies and we have to figure out how to get over, around, or under them. Sometimes these things can sort themselves out over time by themselves, but why waste time hoping that things will get back on track when there are active things you can be doing to help your students succeed? While this module may be short, it's packed with valuable information. So I hope you enjoy learning how you can use the 4 damage control steps to navigate your stagnant students. You'll want to make sure you have your 4 damage control steps handout open so you can follow along as you go through the audio.